It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
What's up, Pamela? Really is.
I'm not sure you want to do all that, but that's cool.
Wow, Shady over here to my right.
Well, I tell you, well, you two turn on each other quicker than anybody I know.
I used to be that way until you show up. You affected me in a negative kind of way.
Oh, wow. Well, I've heard that before.
Lady B on that dime again.
I've heard that before. It is a good look, bad look Monday. I think that has something to do with them colors you're wearing now that I think about it.
I just said that like he was in counseling.
He might need it after this.
Say what's on your mind. Well,
he might need it after
way.
This.
My counselor told me to tell you, you affected me in a
negative way.
Wow.
Oh, here it is, Reese. We need God.
I know. We need God.
Step up. God.
We need God.
You corrupted the world.
I know. I Victoria, saying, she should be so nice.
Oh, my
nice.
God.
It's probably wow. your fault. You affected her in a negative way.
Oh, my God.
Sugar said, you affected me.
Like, and you know how they tell you to go. Sometimes they make you want to confront the person.
Yeah.
He like, took that
look
opportunity.
Look at me. I looked you right in the eye and said that.
I'm sorry, people.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to help you be better.
I know. I appreciate you, pal.
We're going to start hearing, I hear you, but.
Exactly. I hear you, however.
As they say, you got to want it for yourself. Can't change for it.
100%.
Well, I'm trying to tell you, all of y'all got kicked out of counseling.
Yes.
Wow. Really, what of y'all got kicked out of counseling? Like, no, you got to. Can you, when you want to come back? Next year? You come back next year. You think about it.
Wow.
It's bad when they don't want to take your money.
Yeah. Rates are higher next time.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They say, yeah, we're going to block our special tax.
Right. Yeah.
So it is what it is. I say this all the time, and I'm going to say it again. Ours mm-hmm. is better than yours.
Absolutely.
And what I mean by that, the one and only Miss Victoria back there. How you doing this morning, Vicky?
I missed you guys.
We missed you too.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good, yeah.
I'm going to get a t-shirt that says, ours is better than yours.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we should do that.
Definitely. I love it.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah. Love that one.
People know exactly what that is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We like that.
Mm-hmm. I love that white more to the story.
Yeah.
White like t-shirt. That? Yes.
Yeah. I'm ordering that. White t-shirts aren't very flattering for me.
Well, it's like with women, we tend to not like to wear white
black
too often.
Black, too. Black is always
black
slimming.
Black is good. Here we go. I'm trying to say something.
I'm sitting in my own business. I ain't saying a word.
But your face.
No.
You're on TV.
I'm still thinking about the other comment you made, like the
what?
The butt lift kind of thing.
I'm still thinking about
it.
Back to the butt lift. Yeah.
I know.
You were talking about it, and I was talking about something totally different with Cuba.
Okay.
You know, they do a whole lot of stuff.
And I caught the
And I said that people are dying, though.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like it's worth it. But it's a lot cheaper to go there and do more than the butt lift.
So if we look at your internet search history.
Google history.
What shall we find?
We're checking on how you get that six-pack in a day.
Okay. Get rid of one six pack in the back and put it up front.
There you go.
That's all you got to do. Do we have a shady poll today?
Maybe a slightly shady one, possibly.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Oak Grove Tech. Will the Tampa Bay Lightning be able to turn the momentum around tonight because it's game 3 in the Stanley Cup Finals? So I don't know if you guys have been watching it.
Yes.
These games have been good.
Here
we
go. Reese has a very informative assessment.
Yes.
Well, no. The situation.
Uh-huh.
He called this one.
Yeah, I want to remind people
you
that back during Golden State, when the sky was falling, came back, and I said, Golden State's going to win the series. Same thing's going to happen. This is just a temporary. The Tampa Bay Lightning is going to win the series. They just playing. They was in Denver.
Yeah.
Now they back in Tampa. Oh, sometimes it's cold in Denver. They used to be warm. I don't know. It
we gotta get Vicky to play
I'm not
song.
Sure why you said that.
In light of that informative.
What's that song, Vicky, when the lyrics are even when the sky is falling? We gotta get that song.
What's
for
it back?
In light of that informative assessment, let's hear from Kevin Weeks as he talks about the Lightning. Can they regroup after the game too long?
Oh, God.
We're going from 5,200 feet of elevation to about 12 in Tampa. How do the champs regroup? Tampa's regroup by going home. First most important thing they're going to get, last change.
Yep.
They have to get a lot more espresso and Red Bulls before the game because the start's essential. They've got to be ready to rock down an FLA at Amalie Arena.
Yeah, I mean, abs have been coming out hot.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Can I ask? I'm going to show my social ignorance a little bit. Rock down an FLA?
Yeah, that's Florida. Yeah.
That's what he meant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
I've never heard anybody say that.
Is that what he meant, FLA?
I would assume that.
Is that trendy? Is that cool?
That's what the kids say, FLA.
Like, cool. Just like they don't say Pennsylvania, they say PA. Mm-hmm. Or VA, two up, two down.
They don't say Pam, they say P.
Mac, see what I'm saying?
This is why people have to watch, just to see the face.
I mean, to see the faces. I mean, yeah. You see what I'm saying?
What the hell?
Pam, no. No. Pam, say P. What?
They do all the time.
I'm like, you don't give yourself your own nickname.
I didn't give it to me. Somebody like Graham back there. Graham is with
Graham,
me on that.
What was that? Can you tell us what did you say?
What was that?
I can't remember. I'm honestly too embarrassed by myself that I came up with a nickname on the spot. I think it was like G Hill.
Yeah,
something.
252 G Hill, right?
That's what all my friends call me. They either call me G Hill, Super G, Childish Gambino, the Instagram.
Oh, the Instagram.
I gotta go check your Instagram out.
No, but
that actually is my Instagram handle, _insta.graham.
I like that.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
K-Mac is so disappointed in me right now.
But when you came out, name yourself like Pam just did.
I did not. Right. People
that's a violation
do,
on the,
people
on the
do
play.
That. That's not flag a flag on the play. Play.
Flag on the play. Flag
Mary
on the
J.
play.
I got receipts. I won't pull them out, but I got receipts.
Mary J.
It's kind of hard to be a legend like I am. What?
Matter of fact, I told somebody yesterday, Happy Father's Day. They said, thanks, P.
I ain't say that.
I got receipts.
I think I may have said that.
You did. Y'all can bring out the receipts.
I'm just thinking. I said something I got to say.
See how people backtrack? Put it down.
Petty Betty.
I know. You know what I'm saying?
Look at there. Thanks, P.
She'll get you. All right.
There we go.
Pam, you used to be so nice. You and Victoria both. Y'all used to be so nice.
Well, you the one told us you would get the butt.
What?
No, you brought that up. I know she's going to Barbados to get a butt lift. I know that.
It's not.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
At least it's pretty in Barbados,
yeah, it is
too.
Nice down
so.
There.
Good place to be laid up.
Yeah, that's, there you go. Yeah. Nice place.
Nice place.
Yeah. Anyway.
Leave mutual. That alone. Anyway.
Yeah, leave it alone. Hey, we had some golf this weekend.
I know. Yes. I guess, yeah. Yeah, we did.
Get a chance to see
any of it? I saw some of it, yep. Mm. A little bit.
I'm not Friday.
He's talking about the U.S.
Did?
Open.
What you did on Friday, that wasn't on television.
That wasn't what?
I did. But you know what? Isn't something crazy
about the U.S.
About,
Open, actually.
I had a lefty dude. Did he start off in this tournament?
I don't know where lefty went.
No, he played Thursday and Friday. Then he went
home.
That's
why I said all the way.
In other words, he didn't make the cut, man.
No call, no show for the weekend. No call, no show. Lefty!
Yeah. Lefty. We're talking about Phil Mickelson, in case people wonder who we're talking about.
I didn't hear of it by him.
But. No, he didn't play well. They said most of the people that were in this is PJ saying, most people that play in the LIV didn't fare well in the PGA.
Interesting.
Because they're doing other stuff. Now, I don't know it to be true or not, but that's what I'm hearing.
So, is this Draymond in the
podcast? They paid it, too. So, that's why you're not playing well, because you're playing with those other guys. Mm-hmm. They paid it, too. They paid it. Yeah.
What is going on with all of this selfishness? Can we all just share? Come on.
Well, it was a good look for
Matt Fitzpatrick.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Fitzpatrick. He won.
Yeah.
And his feelings on winning the U.S. Open, which, again, this is going to go back to what I was saying, why I told you the PGA Tour was going to cave on this LIV thing. Who in the hell knows who Matt Fitzpatrick is?
I know.
Nobody. I don't know who he is. I don't know where he came from. I don't know if he's ever won a tournament before. Ever. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This guy ain't holding up the tour.
But he did win the amateur tournament, the amateur open or whatever it was, at the same on the same course before. So he's in the same sentence came back as Jack Nicklaus. Jack did the same thing. He won the U.S. What, Open on his course and won the amateur on the same.
Tell you about that.
What's that? What I do?
You can't be stretching like
that. No, I'm not stretching. No, this is.
Man,
is
you gonna true. Hurt yourself, man. You'll be doing that.
You just said it.
They're in the same.
I know. I said their names are in the same sentence, but not like great golfer. They won the same tournament. He won the PGA and the U.S. Open, and he won amateur open, and so did Fitzpatrick. So there you go.
Well, something else great came out of that win for Matt.
You got a Super Bowl ring, too? How many of your classmates got Super Bowl
rings? I got a couple guys who maybe got Super Bowl rings.
So since you have a number of classmates that played at the Alabama A&M, yeah. Y'all played together, and you're all in the Alabama A&M Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. That means I got a Super Bowl ring,
that
means
you got one, too?
I mean,
damn. I mean, that's what you're doing.
No, it doesn't mean that. Okay. But I mean, if I want to stretch, I can say that.
It was mine is theirs, you're right. And theirs is mine.
By association.
There you go.
Well, Matt Fitzpatrick, his caddy, Billy Foster. It was big for him because
oh, yes, right.
He's been doing this for 35 years. Yeah. But
he never
once had been on the bag for a major win.
Right.
You know, so it was very emotional for him. He started crying. Right
I saw that.
So I thought that was really good.
But to follow up your question, K-Mac, collectively, John Starriff and I, we both have 4 Super Bowl rings.
There, yeah.
Collectively, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Welcome back to the Sports Shop. The Sports Shop, Reese and K-Mac.
Reese over now there. You know it. What's up? What's up? What's happening?
Doing what he does best.
What to do?
Being shady.
Rocking out with Pam Tubbs and Spilt the Fur. And we got the one and all Victorious Vicky back there.
Hi.
The how you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm good.
How you doing, Graham? You doing all right, man? You okay? You're feeling nervous back there.
Graham, you good?
Oh, no, I'm good. We're just getting some reps. You know, we let Victoria get the start again today. Okay. We're pulling a little.
Like you fresh out of homeroom?
Fresh out of homeroom. No. It's just a little manic Monday, you know. Just
Manic Monday. Okay.
All right, Victoria, tell him what the day is. He thinks it's manic Monday. Tell him what the day is.
Yeah, no, it is Motown Monday.
Motown Monday, yes.
Yeah, but you know what? I mentioned this before we went to break. These musical, give me your top five and the best NBA. Give me your top five quarterbacks. Then we get into these music debates.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's more impactful by age. You know, so as long as you're around the same age, the same. So I mentioned, I don't know if you guys have heard it, you know, a singer, he passed away now, Luther Vandross.
He's once or twice.
So stupid.
I'm just saying, some people may not know. Some people may not have heard of it. And then somebody came back and said, well, I actually think Marvin Gaye was a better singer.
Mm.
And I immediately, after I, you know, came to from passing out.
that was a hard hit. You got a long way to fall. Oh, I'm sorry.
At least you have a soft landing, buddy. How about that?
Ooh,
if you feel.
Right.
Because you should know.
Because you know. Cause you
are we going to talk about the butt thing again?
Exactly.
Soft landing.
Exactly.
From Barbados.
How about that?
Back to Luther Vandross.
How about that? See, got
Luther Vandross is my pick.
Hey, you better keep your head low. Your head on the. I let, you know.
I walked in there.
Hey, look,
I
walked in
there. Yeah. Bam.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
So, with that being said, I asked the panel here.
Yes.
You know, then I'm going to ask on the women's side, which I don't know, it's equally debatable, but we'll talk about that too. But where you guys come down on that?
I mean, it's clearly, what was the, no.
Ain't no rules to it, just flat.
So, Luther is a better singer, but for the reasons and the purpose when Marvin Gaye was relevant in the late 60s, early 80s, particularly in the 60s, he was more significant.
So he had more of a social impact.
Social impact.
That's
true. Yep.
That's a good point.
That's not cheating.
That is cheating.
I'm just saying
that is cheating.
No, that's the truth though.
But that's cheating
because she probably you gave
you
me no time
that.
To think
you
about
can't
it.
Say that.
No,
yeah,
I
should have told.
I would have immediately chose Luther Vandross.
Yeah, nobody seems better than Luther, but that's why I said in what context are you asking the question? Because
that's cheating, man.
he had to be deep this morning going into the impact, the social impact of Marvin Gaye and all of that and what happened to him.
You're just stepping all over him today.
I know. I mean, why are you kidding me today?
I'm saying that's good.
Is that true, though?
We were thinking just on the surface.
No,
you took us deeper.
Nobody messed with Luther Vandross.
You took us deeper.
Even Bent Luther, small Luther.
It's the same. See what I'm saying?
No, it's true. Nobody messed with him singing-wise.
Bent Luther, small Luther.
His voice didn't change.
But he didn't sing about what was going on in the world in the country.
A house is not a home. That's what the kind of music he's
okay.
Trying.
I can't think of a song.
I don't know. So let me ask, what do you think, Vic?
Yeah, I think if you're just looking musically, overall, you gotta go with Luther.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
absolutely.
Marvin Gaye, he's a niche, you know? Very specific. So I think he's got those few handfuls of that's Marvin, where it's
exactly.
a Marvin night.
Right, exactly.
But Luther. Yes. Yeah. Big or small.
See, and I think, I guess that's what I meant. Yeah.
So Luther Vandross is a 8-hour car ride.
Yes.
Mm. Marvin is maybe he can get you here to Greensboro.
Maybe.
No.
That's only an
hour. Here to Chapel Hill.
Yeah,
you good.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. You kind of tapped out of that.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean, to your point, we could probably listen to about 3 Marvin songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can listen to 25 Luther songs.
Right.
Easy.
But Pringle said Luther hands down, though. Luther. He said hands down.
He said Bit Luther.
You know what's weird, though?
Go, Pringle.
He sounds the same. Everybody says Big Luther was little Luther.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
But he sounds the same.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it because...
No, it seemed like...
It's because his music changed a little bit.
Mm. Or was it the way we looked at him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we didn't know he
that's
was
right.
big or small Luther,
right.
would
right.
we
that's,
think
that's
there was a difference?
Exactly. That's right.
All right. So, last one. Patti LaBelle, Whitney Houston.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me, too.
It took you a second.
That's what happened to me, too.
Ooh.
Ooh. Well, Patti's still here.
I got one, too, after that. I got one more after this. I don't know. What the thing is? The thing is.
Don't nobody want to touch it.
No, you got to really explain it.
Both of them are outstanding singers.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, we saw the bad of Houston.
No, you can't be using that, man. You can't be using
the
stuff like that.
Okay.
You can't be using stuff like that.
That's fair. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I wonder if Whitney's hits make more of an impact and like the longevity, like long term wise, if generations will gravitate towards like a Whitney song versus a Patti song.
To answer your question 100%. I agree with that.
She does have delicious pies.
Because Patti LaBelle, you gotta search for a couple songs that were popular. Whitney had a bunch of them.
Right. So. She's played at weddings.
Yeah. I'm with Pringle. Whitney Houston, hands down.
Oh, yeah.
Not even close. All right, my last one.
I was wondering
one.
If I asked my daughter, would she know who Patti LaBelle
is? Mary J. Blige or Jennifer Hudson?
Well, I thought you were going to say Lopez. I'm going to get him and walk out.
Ashley, don't worry.
I'm going to get him and walk out.
Full disclosure, I was going to say Lopez, but I said,
like
if I do that, they're going to shut the show down.
Exactly.
Shut it down.
I'm going to say, man, I'm playing with you.
But Jennifer Hudson or Mary J. Blige.
That's not even close.
It's the same kind of. What is the same kind of?
Jennifer Hudson, hands.
Yeah. She's a better singer, but Mary J. is a better performer.
She's better all around. Outfits are better.
There we go.
Well, some people may say Mary J. Blige, because she said herself she's a legend. I mean, she said that herself.
She said it herself.
Man, what y'all smoking?
Well, no, man, you heard her say that.
I heard her say it, but man, don't fall for that stuff. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all?
Pringle says Mary J. Blige because she made hits after terrible relationships.
Oh, like Taylor Swift. She pulled a Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she bounces back really nice.
Right, and Adele.
And Adele, too. Yep. You know, Adele and your boy, they're not together no more.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Rich Paul. I told you that.
But we knew that already, though.
So you know she getting a, she'll have another hit after look, hit after hit.
Now Adele, I don't know this first
hand.
That's
a very good point. Adele make those songs, you like, oh, that remind me, too.
They must be happy. They haven't made any songs.
I don't make a whole lot of people mad. What? I don't know this first hand, ladies.
Uh-oh.
But what I hear,
okay,
it's hard being in a relationship when you can't wear heels.
You know, I don't have that problem because I'm
minute,
already short.
Wait a minute,
wait a minute, say what? What's that got to do with the price?
Because he's short.
See, because I'm already short. So if you're shorter than me, we got a problem. We got real big problems.
And we already had real small problem. Yeah, we had that conversation about, you know, short women. We like to look up. We like our necks to hurt.
Right. Yeah. Our angles are good that way.
I like to stand on my tiptoes.
When it's raining, you've got to hold that umbrella above me.
That's right. If you hold an umbrella down here, the rain up here, they ain't going to work out.
No, sir. No, sir.
The song say, make me want to jump.
Right. If I can't reach my cereal, you got to help me, sir. Yeah.
I mean, can you get that
don't
plate?
Have me climbing these cabinets.
If you can't get up there and get that plate, we got a problem.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't have me climbing these cabinets.
Do I have to bend, down to get in the umbrella?
No. We're done.
So we done. Yeah.
You better Statue of Liberty this, because we're done.
They say we're supposed to throw away all those extra. You know, like you shouldn't be judging a person because they're short.
But that ended here.
It sure did.
Love comes in all sizes and shapes.
I was. That's what I heard before. So I was just
through the
asking.
Grapevine.
Yeah,
just,
I was just
yeah.
asking. Those
yeah, that's one of them tall.
That's why I knew Adele.
Y'all tall.
I just knew Adele with my man.
Because I personally don't like heels. I don't know about you, Pam.
Oh, well, I love heels.
I love to wear them, but they're so painful that...
Yeah. I just suffer through the pain.
Pain is beauty.
Yes.
All right, so that was quick.
That's
I just
interesting,
to ask
though.
You
yeah, yeah so we said Luther. So Luther? That was a push. No, it was a push on Luther and Marvin.
Depends, no, it's not a push.
depends on your perspective, yeah.
What? You can't use social justice as a determining
I
factor.
I thought we agreed on Luther.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, we agreed.
All day long.
Okay.
Depending on how long the car ride is.
Okay.
And
Whitney and who's up? Whitney
Patty.
And
Patty.
Whitney.
Whitney.
And Mary J. Blige and
Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson. Yeah, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. I can't even consistency. Mary J. Blige in there.
Yeah,
man, you might
want to
pick.
I really was gonna say Jennifer Lopez, but I figured that.
Well,
he didn't want to get it.
But you know what though?
I really like her as an actress, though. I really like her as an actress.
Well, I do
be,
too.
Let's be clear. I would give that more thought than I would the other one.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, J-Lo's, she got a little skills, but not that much. Anyway.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.